Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, look at this. Today, we're going to talk about, you know, it's the 29th of the month, and we always talk about the wisdom moment, and we look in Proverbs chapter 29 to correspond with the day of the month. And with that, you know, today, you know, it's, I think it's a perfect, and so, you know, when you're looking at God's word, it's just so good. It's like, I want some of those and two of these and three of these. And next thing you know, you're dropping stuff like in the grocery aisle. You know, you're just imagine not having a basket.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're just trying to gather all this stuff up and you're trying to, you know, get as much stuff because everything looks so good in the store. And all of a sudden you're thinking, man, I can't hold all this. And you just got to make up your mind what you're going to share. You know what I'm saying? You got to make up your mind what you're going to eat. Because the Lord says, taste and see the Lord is good. And so just like natural groceries, you know, God is actually feeding us every day our daily bread, which is the word of God. So here we are. We settled on this, Pat. We settled on Proverbs 29:18.
Uh-huh.
Proverbs 29:18 is about vision.
Uh-huh.
And right now, let me tell you something. The enemy is trying to change men's vision.
Right.
Because if he can get you looking another way, the wrong way, the way we operate, we go towards vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need vision.
Right.
Let's just read it. Let's read it first. Proverbs 29:18 out of the NIV, but I'm also going to compare it to the King James Version. He says, where there is no vision,
mm-hmm.
V-I-S-I-O-N, or no revelation, is what it says.
Right.
There's no revelation. People cast off restraint. They die.
Right.
Think about it. But blessed is the man who heeds wisdom. Blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instructions. That's powerful.
Yeah, that is.
You think about it. I mean, you ask people, I mean, even the people that are even protesting on the street today, you know, they're interviewing them. So why are you out here? Because somebody asked me to. I mean, and they're talking about different people. You know, you stick a mic in somebody's face and they say, well, who is this guy that you're crying out about? You're saying you want to change? I really don't know, but I know, and they don't even know why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you this. There's a vision behind all that. And that vision, you need to find out what it is so you can make sure you're not a part of a wrong vision. You'll be part of a godly vision. And he says this. He says, you know, without vision, people perish. Without a revelation from God, people perish. And that we're without restraint. And think about it. Have you ever tried to control yourself? You know what I'm saying? Have you ever said, okay, this time I am not going to eat more than 10 chips? You know?
Not possible.
You know, I'm going to do such and such, or I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going to be the perfect husband this week. I'm going to be the perfect wife this week. I'm going to be the perfect child this week. I'm going to do exactly what my mom asked me to do, what my father asked me to do. You know, I'm going to be faithful. You know, you you want to do good. You want to do right. But then you find yourself, it's like, can I not control myself? Why do I keep doing this? And Paul talks about that, you know, in Romans chapter 7, things that I don't want to do, I keep doing. Things that I don't do, I hate. Oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, wretched man that Pat is. Wretched man that
Amen.
I am. Who can save me from myself? But praise be to our God through Jesus Christ. So there is a remedy for this no restraint.
Mm-hmm.
But until we actually tap into the remedy, your life's going to be chaotic. It's going to be chaos. I don't care if you're married or not married. I don't care, you know, if you have a family that proclaims that you're following God. If you don't tap into what I'm talking about, you're going to be all over the map, and things are always going to happen, and there's always going to be a hole in your bowl. There's always going to be wind blowing things out. There's always going to be chaos and confusion because you're without restraint. You got to get vision. There's a purpose. There's a reason why God created you and called you on the face of the earth. You're not here by happenstance. You're not a mistake. I mean, there's a specific thing. And it's not, it's, I'm telling you, don't just sit back and watch other people, you know, fulfill their destiny. Fulfill yours. Fulfill your destiny, because that's what you have to answer for, by the way, when you get there. But you think about it. I mean, you think about this. You know, in Matthew 16:13-18, you know, Jesus is talking right here as he's talking to his disciples. He says, you know, who do they say that I am?
Mm-hmm.
Who do they say I am? Because he was curious, because he'd been ministering a while, you know. And this is very important. If you've been in ministry for a while and you never asked anybody, Who do they say Jesus is? This is a very important question to ask. Don't be scared to ask the question. Embrace yourself for the answer, you know. But, you know, who do they say I am? And so they replied to Jesus saying, you know, some say John the Baptist, you know, some say Elijah, another say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people say today. They say a lot of different things about Jesus. Mm-hmm. We talked about that yesterday.
Right.
You can find out more about that. You know, angels of light, mm-hmm. another Jesus. So Simon Peter answers, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Because Jesus asked him, don't be just all thinking about everybody else. He said, who do you say that I am? He says, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said this, and this is what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, how can I get revelation? How can I get this vision in my life? And Jesus replied to him, he said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. For this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. I tell you the truth, Peter, on this rock, what rock? The rock of getting vision, the rock of hearing from the Father, the rock of your abiding experience with God. From this rock, I will build my church and the gates of Hades will not prevail or overcome it, which totally negates the things that we're talking about mm-hmm. Yesterday. So the question is then, okay, if I don't get vision, I'm without restraint, I'll perish, you know, and it won't be good for me. So mm-hmm. I got to get vision. Mm-hmm. So, or revelation, where does vision, revelations, you can interchange that. Where does it come from? Well, it just comes from God. Jesus has said, this revelation did not come from flesh and blood. So you can't conjure this up. You can't go to the latest motivational speaker. You know, you can't, you know, to the Tony Robbins thing going on up the street or to the mm-hmm. local Oprah thing going on.
Right.
You know, this is the kind of thing you get from God. You know, and Peter nailed it, and Jesus said, that's what I'm going to build my church on. Now, listen, of course, we always say this, but you have to know it. Church is people. A church is a body. It's a people. It's not a building, an organization. It's not a house. It's not. So wherever the people who are God's, that's the church. And he says, where two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So, okay, now we understand then. I got to have vision. That's today's proverb, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
If I don't, I'm without restraint. I won't restrain in my life.
Mm.
I mean, if we don't restrain ourselves, you know, the authority's not established for nothing, right?
That's right.
He will put his authority around
us and
restrain us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either by choice or by force.
Right.
By choice or force. And so when you look at Jesus told us in John 15, he said, this is how it actually happens. In John 15:5, Jesus said this. He said, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you abide in me, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you could do nothing. And so we cannot tap in to the vine who is tapped into the Father, who makes the Father known to us, mm-hmm. if, in fact, we do not abide with him.
Right.
So abiding gives us access to revelation,
mm-hmm.
which gives us access to the Father, Father's revelation, which actually gives us restraint. We know why we're here. We know what our purpose is. We're clear.
Right.
We're direct, and we know what we're doing, and everything's on purpose. You don't live your life by accident. Live it on purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know, the purpose that God's called you to. And so we find out then I can't do this outside of hanging out with Jesus. And if you don't know about abiding, go to iabide.org. We can help you out a little bit. We have a plan for you right there. And so, and then, you know, I want the Father's revelation to be known to me. Jesus said, you know, the Father revealed this to you, Peter,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And so I want the Father's revelation. And so when you find out the reason why you abide with Jesus is because, I mean, look at John 17:25. He says right here, he's talking to his Father, our Father, mm-hmm. and he's saying, righteous Father, though the world does not know me, though the world does not know you, excuse me, mm-hmm. I know you. And they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them. I have made you known to them, and I will continue to make you known to them in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. So if we want to know what the Father's destiny and revelation, if we want to tap into that, mm-hmm. Jesus makes that known to us when we abide with him.
Wow.
I'm telling you how to get revelation right here. Listen, quit tapping into everybody else and tap into Jesus. You know, he says, my sheep know my voice and follow me. If there was a day, If there was a day you needed to hear from Jesus, today is the day. It's going to be real tough Amen. To hear from him in chaos. But now you have time to begin to build a relationship where you can get practice hearing his voice. Mm-hmm. You can get close to those who hear him as well. And then you can hear a harmony in that of what he's saying, because it's the same God, same Lord, same Spirit. And you'll find out that everybody will say amen because we're hearing the same thing. And then, you know, in Matthew 4:4, Jesus answered this, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. When he says, give us our daily bread, he is not talking about a slice of bread, you know,
right.
a piece of toast, you know. He says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Men, we live, he says you die because you don't have revelation, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have vision. Mm-hmm. People perish because they don't have vision.
That's right.
People perish without revelation, without vision. Well, what is that? People perish without hearing from God. That's what we live by. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to hear from God if you're not abiding with Jesus.
Right.
There's only one way to God. It's through his son, one and only son, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, which he loved you so much, he gave him for you. That if you receive him as your Lord and Savior and confess in your mouth that he is the Lord of your life, he will save you, then he will empower you through an abiding relationship to hear the creator of the universe's plan for you and the season that you live in. I'm telling you, you got to get vision. The enemy's been blinding God's people. He's been putting things out there to give wrong visions and wrong incantations and all these wicked things and dark things and flesh things and carnal things and, you know, feeding into people's flesh, having people stand on the side of the road screaming at somebody driving the car and say, you're driving my car. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Listen. God's got a plan for your life. And you're going to have to answer for that plan. Mm-hmm. So you might as well find out what it is mm-hmm. so you can decide if you're going to do it or not. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And we've been sold a bill of religious goods that says you don't have to abide with God. But he says, my sheep, which means those are the ones that are going to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Sorry.
I mean, you know, I'm not one of his sheep, but I hang around with them, so I'm sure everything's cool. I mean, look at my hat. You know what I'm saying? Look at my shoes. You know how much these shoes cost?
All right.
And so, I don't care. No. So, I mean, think about it. You can find Jesus, you know, in your fishing clothes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to dress up for Jesus. You just got to spend time with him. So think about it. There's nothing wrong with dressing up.
Right.
I got a good friend that dresses up. Okay. So here you go. We find out then, if we review this because we're about to bring it home. We want to get this word of wisdom. What's the word of wisdom today? The word of wisdom is where there's no revelation, where there's no vision. It's Proverbs 28:18. The people cast off restraint. They just can't restrain themselves. You got to give me a reason. I got to have a reason. Give me a reason.
And
you know, let me tell you, sir, the reason why you're in so much bondage right now as a husband, as a father, because nobody has actually told you who you are. Nobody's given you vision and purpose. It's only vision and purpose. It's eyes to see and ears to hear that will get you out and keep you out through the grace of God of where you are. Listen, you're called to much more than that. You're called to much more than that. Ma'am, you're called to much more than that. Children, listen, there is no restraint. If you come to God and you understand what I'm telling you, then you alone can begin to fulfill the destiny God's put in your life, and God will work with you, confirming his word and his signs and wonders. So where there's no revelation, no vision, people cast off restraint, they die. And you think about that. So where do we get it? Peter revealed it, and Jesus explained it to us. He said, the Father revealed this to you. So that's where you get it. He says, on this rock, mm-hmm. I'll build my church. What's the church? The church is people. It's not building materials such as the stuff that we touch and we see. Church is something that's built without hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we get revelation? We get revelation by abiding with Jesus, John 15, right? We abide right. with him. And what does he do when we abide with him? He makes the Father known to us. That's our ministry, by the way. Our ministry is not to make ourselves known. Our ministry is not to make our church known. Mm-hmm. Our ministry is to make the Father known through the Son.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. And then what do we do? This is the last thing that we do, you know, because we have a tendency to forget. Besides, this is what he tells us to do in Habakkuk 2, 2 through 3. This is what he says in Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, 2 through 3. He says, write down the revelation. Get you a journal.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a journal. Write it down. If the creator of the universe is your father, and Jesus made his will and his destiny known to you through himself, you think you want to write it down?
Yeah.
Especially since you're going to live by that preceding word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the enemy's going to come in and cause you to try to forget it.
Right. Immediately.
Immediately comes to try to steal it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can write it down. It's amazing. If you can get your pen to the paper fast enough.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll find out the quicker he tries to steal, you know. Anyway, so he says this. Write down the vision. Write down the revelation. Make it plain on tablets or your journal so that a herald, other people can run with it. For the revelation awaits for appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. Listen, when God tells you something, you can stake your life, your finances, your everything on it, because it's going to come to pass in his season. It's going to come to pass, and it's his will. So you're not trying to, oh my goodness, you know, I'm concerned that my thing won't happen. Don't forget, it's God's thing. Mm-hmm. It's for him to bring it to pass. He just made his will. No, he revealed this to you. And it's for him to bring it to pass at whatever time he wants to bring it to pass. It's for us to believe like Abraham that he's able to do, that we're fully persuaded that God is able to do exactly what he said he would do. Think about it. Without wavering in our faith, right? Just like Abraham, that God can do what he revealed to us that he's going to do. And we got some great things we'll be sharing to you about, even things that he's revealed to us.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, write it down at the very end. He says, though it linger, wait for it, for it certainly will come to pass. So this is it. Never forget. If you are struggling for direction in your life, if you are struggling with not being able to live a restrained life, no matter how good your plans are and how much education that you've obtained, I'm talking about your private time as much as your public time. It matters what you do. A man is who he is when he's alone.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about what you convince other people that you are.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Let's all pray. Okay. Then he says, and then if you feel as though you live on the edge of death and hopelessness because you can't see past your present storm, you need vision. You need vision. You need revelation from God through his son, Jesus Christ. And it's a choice that you make to live an abiding lifestyle, according to John 15 with Jesus Christ. And he's going to reveal the Father to you. That's what he wants to do. Proverbs 1, remember, he tells us that if you just would have listened to my rebuke, I would have made my thoughts, my heart known to you. God loves you. He wants to commune with you. He wants to talk about you, and he wants you to hear him talk about him. I mean, this is what this is all about. And his stuff is so much better than our stuff. But he still wants to hear our stuff. He's still concerned with our stuff, you know?
Amazing.
And so you think, now you know, to be able to live a life with restraint for on purpose, a life that has to be fueled by the revealed word of God, made known to us through Jesus Christ, you're just going to have to get a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get it. Revelations 29:18, where there is no revelation, no vision, the people will cast off restraint. They'll die. But blessed is he who keeps the law and who obeys the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Awesome. Mm. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.